if something's cooking in the kitchen and it makes a good impression on your nose, you might say,
sure just smells good.
Mm-hmm. Or if I'm wearing a leather belt and it's, let's say it's made out of a pure cowhide, nothing else, I might say, now this isn't imitation.
Genuine.
It's what?
Genuine.
Mm-hmm. Or say maybe in days before sugar was bought prepackaged, you know, you might sell it straight out of a barrel. You'd say it was sold
how? Pound.
By the pound, or since it wasn't packaged up, they just sold it.
Dipper.
You ever heard people say it? It's being sold in bulk, something like that, mm-hmm. or maybe being sold loose. Mm-hmm. Heard both of those.
Bulk is loose, isn't it?
Yeah. What I would say. What would you call this stuff that some people like to eat for breakfast? Put it on their biscuits, not syrup, but you could spread it on, you know, made out of different fruits.
I mean preserves?
Preserves, or some people call it, not exactly preserves, I guess.
Jam or
jello.
Jelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these things that you have at the table, shakers, you know, for your
salt shaker, pepper shaker.
Mm-hmm. What about if there's a bowl of fruit around, say some apples and peaches, and somebody offers you a peach? You might say, well, I don't think I want a peach, but give me
an apple.
Or another expression of, if you were pointing out somebody, you might say, well, now, it wasn't these boys, it was
those boys.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're trying to tell somebody where something is, you might say, well, it's not right here close at hand, it's just a little way
over yonder.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're telling somebody how to do something, you might say, well, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
What would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Mm-hmm. Or if a man owned a lot of peach trees together, what would you call a lot of those trees together?
Orchard.
An orchard. Mm-hmm. And if I was asking somebody if he owned the orchard, he might say, no, I'm just a neighbor. Point somebody, now he's a man.
Owned the orchard. Mm-hmm. Got the orchard, probably. Mm-hmm.
And I might say, talking about poor, I might say, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Father was rich.
Mm-hmm. You remember this kind of tree that George Washington was supposed to cut down?
Mm-hmm. Cherry tree.
Cherry tree. Mm-hmm. What do you call that hard part, the hard inside part of a cherry? Mm-hmm. Might crack a tooth on.
Mm-hmm. Heart.
Heart of a cherry?
I don't know, really.
Have you ever heard people call it the pit?
Yeah. Oh, you mean the cherry itself? I thought you were talking about the tree.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Well, I just meant that hard inside part of the fruit.
Pit, yeah.
Call that the pit. Well, what about some different types of fruit that grow around here? Do you grow any cherries?
Yeah, there's a few cherries. Just maybe a tree, one place and one in another. Not no orchard or nothing mm-hmm. like that. A few plums, peaches, and a few apples. Mm-hmm.